4WLB, requesting a radio check. This is KQ4WLB, that's Kilo, Quebec, 4, Whiskey, Lima, Bravo. This is Roger and Travis Rest. I was requesting a radio check.
For WLB and 4ZLK. You sound really good. The radio's doing fine.
Thank you. I called in yet last night and near the net, and I was told that my radio was buzzing, so I just wanted to make sure everything was working okay. Thank you.
Just cranked up my old diesel, so give me another signal. I remember you checking in last night. My name is Shane. Let me listen to it again, if you don't mind. Give me another few seconds, maybe dead key it. Sounds good. It kind of sounds like there might be a fan running in the back in the room or something, but the hum is not on there tonight.
The only thing I did, I have a little stand that I, this is a little Beifang portable and or handheld, and I built me a little wooden stand, and it was sitting in the stand last night, and I have a mic with it, so I left it in the stand. Right now, I'm holding it in my hand, so it may make a difference just moving it a little bit.
Possibly it's the microphone that is causing whatever, but if you want to, you know, I'll be mobile for a while. If you want to put it in the stand and give it another try and see if it sounds different tonight.
Back in the stand. And I did get a Phillips screwdriver and tighten the screws on the back of the mic a while ago as well, so that may have made a difference.
More noticeable now if you put it back in the stand. I don't know what it is about it, but I don't think it's the stand. It might the way the microphone is might be getting close to something. I don't know.
You did hear some interference.
Faint noise behind you, and that's pretty common for an HC depending on your location. But when you put it back in the stand, yeah, there's more of an audible hum that I can hear in the background.
And I do have a computer sitting here, but there's no fan that I hear making any noise, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But I may just relocate it, or like I say, I may just take it out of the stand. I have got me a vertical 2-meter antenna ordered that I'm going to put on the house. I'm going to use the stand that I used to have a dish network dish in, and I'm going to put the antenna out there, and so maybe that will help too.
Antenna will definitely make a difference. It could be the computer, the microphone. I don't know if you're moving it closer to the computer when you have it in the stand. If any of the cabling goes closer to the computer, it might be picking up a little bit, but that last transmission was fine. I mean, it's not obnoxious or anything, but you do get more of an audible hum when you have it in the stand.
Say, I pulled it out of the stand. I'm just holding it in my hand now, talking with the mic, and which is just as easy. So I'll probably just start doing it this way going forward. So, well, I do appreciate your input, and we will. I guess we'll be hearing you later on the net. And this will be KQ4WLB clear.
If you Brars.cc, Brars.cc, that's the Blue Ridge website. There's a tab on there for repeat briefs. Around the time if you make the time you're on the radio, and that'll give you an idea of what it sounds like.
I don't know what happened there. You were in and out, and I couldn't hear you exactly what you told me. I'm sorry.
Paul, is it better now?
Yeah, it is some better.
I forget, I'm going under a bridge here on 85, and it's a real low spot. I was just saying, if you go to the brars.cc, that's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's website, click on the repeater recording tab, or click on repeaters and then look for repeater recording, you can hear what you sound like. Just click on the day and the time that you're on the radio, and you can hear what your radio will sound like, or what your audio sounds like.
That's great. I'll check that out. That's a good service to have. So, sounds like you're on the move tonight.
Got off work. I'm headed home now. This was my day off, and I worked extra long. So, a little bit longer than I normally do on my day off. But anyway, I'm headed to the house. Looking forward to getting home.
I know I'm fortunate. I'm retired and semi-retired. We take care of our grandkids today. That keeps us busy. And don't have a lot of time, actually, but to fool with the radio. But I just got my license about 3 weeks ago and bought this little inexpensive handheld. And just starting to learn a little bit about ham radio.
Well, welcome to the hobby, Roger. KQ4WLB. There's a lot to it. You can spend as much time and as much money as you want or are able in this hobby. There's all kinds of things. We're glad to have you. My son just got his license about 2 weeks ago, I think, and his call is KQ4WJT, so he's not far behind you there in the alphabet.
His test actually the same day I did up at Hendersonville on single.
At that one, because he works up not far from there, but he actually took it down here in Greenville at the Red Cross building. I think they do it on the same Saturday, the third Saturday of the month.
Okay, well, like I say, I do appreciate. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Shane. And also, where are you located? I'm down here right now, mobile on Whitehorse Road in Greenville.
I'm in Travers West off Tigerville Road.
Very good. You might look around, look at your signal on the receive, and find where the best spot is on that receive transmit, because you kind of, I don't know if you're moving around, but your signal's actually getting worse.
I actually unhooked the mic, and I'm just holding it in my hand, but I am swiveling around in the chair a little bit, so that's probably what it is. So, anyway, well, I'll let you go, and so we'll be hearing you later on, I guess, on the net, and I will talk to you then. My call is, letters are KQ4WLB, and I'll be clear.
I meet you tonight, and you can move a half an inch, and it can affect your signal, especially when you're on an HT. All right, we'll talk to you later, 7-3, and congratulations. Welcome to the hobby. KQ4WLB, and for ZLK.
ZLK WB4ZBH.
4ZBH and 4ZLK. Good evening. Name here is Shane.
Name's David. Hey, I heard you on the radio, so I thought I'd just check in, see if I was making it into a repeater okay. I did a little antenna work today, so just wanted to make sure I was doing okay. Hope you're doing well. Sounds like you're on the road and headed home.
You said David. I hope I got that right. Yeah, your signal's great. Whatever you did not make, or it's good. I don't know what it was like before, but it sounds good right now. And yes, I'm on the way home. I heard you last night check into the net, and used to know a guy years ago on this repeater. His call was WB4ZBZ, and he would always say W before ZBZ. So when I heard you last night, W before, and then you said Z, my first thought was of old Gene. He passed away several years ago, but he was on here pretty regularly years ago.
Annette, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and Gary mentioned that, and I thought, you know, that's pretty neat. I think I'll pick that up. But it's a vanity call. I took it from my wife's uncle. He took his uncle's call when his uncle passed away, and so I've taken his call, and it is kind of a fun way to mix it up. Say W before ZBH.
Kind of call like that, I do the same thing. That'll help help people remember it. So that's a good call. And this call I have is actually was my father-in-law's. He passed away in 96, and I was able to get it, I think, about 98. They had just started the vanity program back then.
Yeah, that's good. You know, it's a really neat way to to honor a loved one, I think, and so I did the same. But I appreciate you coming back to me. I don't mean to tie you up. Just be careful out there on the road. Thanks for the signal report, and thanks for acknowledging my call. N4ZLK, this is W4ZPH.
Nice to meet you tonight. You're not tying me up. Got a little bit of a drive, but hope you have a good evening. And, yeah, everything sounds good. We will hopefully talk to you again sometime. W4ZPH, N4ZLK, 73.